Before we start, will you please come forth, come to the front. There are many people standing outside. Please come forth. Also applicable to the sisters upstairs, if you just come forth, we have so many brothers that are really outside in the sun, please. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one of you would not be truly faithful until he loves for brother what he loves for himself. None of us would really like to stay out there in the sun, and there are brothers there out staying. Please come forth. In the back, please come forth. Come to the front, please. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. All praise and thanks is due to Allah. We seek His help and assistance, and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils that are within ourselves and the evils resulting from our misdeeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one shall be able to misguide him. And whoever Allah allows to go astray, no one shall be able to guide him. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant light to him, there shall be no other source of light for him. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, that there is none worthy to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Him alone, who has no partners associated with Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa sahabatih wa ahyina Allahumma ala sunnatih wa amitna ala millatih wa ahshurna fi zumratih مع الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Allah, bestow your favors, peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this noble prophet, and on his family and companions, and make us live, Allah, according to his way of life, according to his sunnah, and make us die on his religion, and resurrect us, Allah, amongst his followers, together with those whom you bestowed your favors upon them, from the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous, and best indeed are those as company. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today, I have completed your religion. I have perfected your religion for you. And I have completed my favors upon you. And I have approved Islam for you as religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him, and in the hereafter, he shall be amongst the losers. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic that I choose to talk about today is the Adhan. The Adhan that we have just heard here today, the Adhan that we hear five times a day, that we let go by without really thinking deeply about the meaning of this adhan and what it is really intending to tell us, but it just really goes by without us realizing the intentions of this adhan. The religion of Islam, this complete religion, this perfect religion, it's announcing its principles to all people, all of mankind, not only once a week, not only twice a week, but five times a day, loud and clear. There is no loudness or more clarity can be than that. Islam is announcing its message and its principles to people five times a day. Islam is an open book for all people to know what is it that it is advising them to do and what is the way that it wants them to follow. If we think, it is natural in us human beings that if somebody loves us, that we expect him to call us and to give us his advice, particularly if he is more wise than us, to give us his advice, to express to us his support, to make sure that we are on the right path. Isn't that what we do in our life? Isn't that an expectation? If somebody loves you, that you feel that he calls you and he reminds you of what leads you to success in this life. We do that ourselves. Don't we do that with our own children? Don't we feel that because we care for our children, particularly those of us who have children, maybe studying abroad, they're far away from us, we feel that we need to call them as frequently as they need to be called, as frequently as they need to be reminded, in order for us to make sure that their life is running well and that they will return safely. Do we not do that? Let us see what we call one another to. All calls of human beings, when you look at them, even the calls of those that love one another most, parents to their children, no matter how you look at it, you are going to find weaknesses in it. The real complete call, the real complete call is the call of Islam. This adhan that we have just heard, and we hear five times a day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls this the complete call. When one of us has a child, a son, abroad, what would he advise him? He calls him and say, Dad, assalamu alaikum. How are you, son? Alaikum assalam, Dad. I'm doing good. Son, I want to advise you, my son. I want you to study very well. I want you to study hard because your success in this life comes only through studying. You know, my son, save your money, because if you run out of money, you'll get yourself in trouble. Money is important for you there, my son. Okay? You hear that, my son? Yes, Dad. Clear? Yes, Dad. Most of the time, probably goes one ear, out the other. But anyway, the words have been said. Okay, now, here is your mom. Hello, son. Salaam alaikum. How are you? Well, I'm good, mom. Okay? Son, I want you to eat well, my son. Well, okay, mom. And don't forget, never go to the university without having your breakfast. And never sleep at night without having your dinner. You remember 5 months ago when I visited you, I cooked all the meals that you like for you. And I put them for you there in the freezer. To the right there is the chicken. And to the left there is the meat. And in the middle there is the vegetables. And when you just put your hand out there, you will find the sweets that you like. Ali. And maybe pumpkin pie. Okay, son? All right, son. Okay, we'll call you next week this time. All right, salam alaikum. Let us see, what is it that we advise our children? We're advising our children that their success in this life comes in working hard, comes in saving money, comes in eating well, and dressing well. Is that a complete message? No, of course it's not a complete message. Any message has to be designed to suit the purpose and the circumstances of the person. If any one of us had a son lying out there in a hospital, he would be calling him far more frequently because he is ill and he needs treatment. He might be calling him several times a day, and his words and advice to him would be rather different. Islam cares for each and every one of us for something far, far more serious and far more important than succeeding in a university or having good health, or having sufficient money, or succeeding in a job. Islam is calling us for success in this life and the hereafter, and the message of Adhan, if we think about it deeply and carefully, we will find that it comprehensively addresses all of that. Let us go through the words of the Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the most great. Allah is the most great. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the most great. Allah is the most great. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Come on to the prayer. حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Come on to the prayer. حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Come on to the success. حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Come on to the success. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. Allah is the most great. Allah is the most great. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no God except Allah. Islam, when it's calling people five times a day, The call is not only intended to remind them. Islam is addressing people and human beings who have their own inherent weaknesses. Islam talks to the human nature as it is. Islam talks to people who have their own weaknesses and their characteristics and their qualities and their capabilities. Because they are forgetful, Islam reminds them of the time of the prayer 5 times a day. The adhan is intended to talk to each and every one of us and put him on the right track. In all of the circumstances that he may be in when he's hearing the adhan, whether he's a laborer in the factory or a farmer in the farm, or whether she is a wife at home or a doctor in a hospital or an engineer in the field, in all of the circumstances, the adhan is intended to talk to you and to address the human nature. All of us have certain weaknesses in us. You will find every day of our lives that people who feel threatened because they lack power, that they go and try to attach themselves to somebody who is more powerful than them. You find people who feel insecure because they don't have enough wealth, that they try to attach themselves to another human being who is greater in wealth than them. If you find a student who feels that he's at risk with respect to succeeding in the examination, he looks for another student that's more knowledgeable than him to attach himself to. But the human beings that we attach ourselves to, they'll probably help us for free maybe the first time or the second time. But then your attachment to them, because you need them, will be accompanied with certain sacrifice of your dignity. Islam, when it talks to you through the adhan, have you not realized that the phrase Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, which is going to be the topic of our sermon, our khutbah today, is repeated 6 times. Allah is the most great is repeated 6 times. And we as Muslims are ordered when we hear the adhan that we repeat after the muaddin, after the caller to the prayer. So when you hear Allahu Akbar 6 times, and then you repeat it another 6 times, that's 12 times. There is something so significant embedded in the meaning of this word, in this word, that we need to extract it and realize what's in it so that we get what's good in it for us. That's intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is telling you, all you Muslims who are going out there looking for other people to attach yourself to, don't sacrifice your dignity. Keep your head up, because you are a proud Muslim. You are the deputy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has died as a prophet, but the callers to Islam have not died. The call to Islam is alive as long as I and you and all other Muslims in the world are alive. We are the deputies of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so our head has to remain up. They say in English, hatch your wagon to a star. Hatch your wagon to a star. Islam tells us, connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most great. Look, which characteristic that you fear you are lacking, and you feel you want to attach yourself to somebody else who has more power, who has more capability than you in that characteristic, and you will find all the characteristics that you need for help and support with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belong the perfect names. So supplicate Him, invoke Him, make dua to Him by these. From amongst these, Al-Kabir, Al-Azim, meaning the most great, meaning the most great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He has the majesty, not anybody else. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And to Him belongs all greatness and majesty in the heavens and the earth. And He is the Almighty, All-Wise. وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. So, whenever you are out there feeling insecure and you're looking to attach yourself to somebody, no matter where you are, remember that if you are looking for somebody more powerful, Allah is the most powerful. Allah is the Almighty. If you are looking for somebody more knowledgeable, Allah is the more knowledgeable. If you're looking for somebody to show you some mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. If you feel that you have been oppressed and somebody really deserves punishment for what he's doing to you, you also need to remember that Allah is the most severe in punishment. Remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most great in everything, it is a source of comfort for those who are oppressed, who are being oppressed, and it's also a deterrent to any of us who thinks of oppressing others. The word, the phrase Allahu Akbar, addresses our circumstances wherever we may be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to magnify Him. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and magnify your Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us not only to remember Him by words, to remember His greatness by word, by just saying Allahu Akbar, just empty words without really having any real implementation in life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to prove our sincerity in recognizing that He is the most great in deeds and not only in words. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. And certainly, the remembrance of Allah is greater than anything else. And Allah knows what you do. And Allah knows what you do, not what you say. Allah knows what you do. Now put yourself to test as far as this is concerned. You might be out there at work, and then there is something that you know is haram, and your inner self is driving you to do it. Here, when you hear the Adhan saying, Allah is most great, then you need to question yourself. Who's greater really in my heart? Allah's commands or my desire? Many people, if they subject themselves to this, they will find that they will be able to correct their way of life. If they just think about it, any of us, 5 times a day, he must be about to do something wrong, no matter how small it is. If he thinks of the meaning, Allahu Akbar, and then thinks, who's greater in my heart? Allah's command or my inner self that is tempting me to do that? In listening to the sheikhs, you will see examples of people that really, when it comes to the test, Allah is not really the greatest in their life. I was listening once to one of the sheikhs speaking that a man came to him. And he said, Sheikh, I want to ask you a question. My job is to do with contracts. I award contracts. And some companies come and give me gifts. Admittedly, they are of good value. Is that haram or halal? So the sheikh said, it is haram. Now the man said, yes, but sheikh, I don't really ask for it. They just give it to me on their own. And it doesn't really impact the decision at the end of the day. Is that haram or halal? The sheikh said, well, it is haram. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminded him of a story that one day a man came, you know, he sent a man to collect the zakat, a zakat collector. And then that man went to the various tribes and collected the zakat, and being an envoy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to give him presents. So when he came back, the man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Messenger of Allah, this is for you and this is for me. So here Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up to the pulpit, al-mimbar, and he said, what is the matter with one of you? We send him to collect the zakat, and then he comes and says, this is for you and this is for me. Let him not see. If he stays at home, if he stays in his parents' home, would anybody give him any of that? Would anybody give him any of that? So by this story, the sheikh closed all the doors. The man is looking for loopholes. He just wants to do what he wants. So the sheikh said, the man said, okay sheikh, all right, you're saying it's haram. Now I want to know, is it a big haram or a small haram? The sheikh said, my son, this is a big haram. And whoever does that would really be like a thief. The man, the sheikh says, went away mumbling and saying, thief? Let it be. Most people are thieves anyway. So, brothers and sisters, we might be laughing about this story, but let us now address something in ourselves. How many of us, and everybody would need to judge himself with sincerity here, how many of us don't wake up for the Fajr prayer? Don't wake up for the Fajr prayer. And then we ask him, why you do not wake up for the Fajr prayer? He hears the Adhan, he's probably hearing the caller to Adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He says, well, you know, I have a job to go in the morning. I have a job to go to. And you know, if I wake up in the morning, I will not really be able to go back to bed again, and I will go back sleepy to work. So when he's hearing the Adhan, Allahu Akbar, the reality, his reality, at that particular moment, for that particular action, that the job is greater than Allah in his heart. It's true. It is true. This is an invitation, brothers and sisters, for each and every one of us. We need to translate these ceremonies and these advices into something practical in our life. This is an invitation for each and every one of us. When he hears Allahu Akbar, he should be looking at what it is that he is doing, what it is that he has done that needs to be corrected, or what it is that he is thinking to do, and then judge himself with sincerity. Who would really be greater in his heart? Allah, Allah's commands, or his whims and desires. One of the meanings of Allahu Akbar, also it means that Allah is far greater than resembling any of his creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ. Say, Allah is the one, the self-sufficient master, whom all creatures stand in need of him, and he needs none of his creatures. He does not beget, nor was he begotten, and none is comparable to him. He begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none comparable to him. So whatever picture or imagination comes to your mind, Allah is far more greater than that. This is why we Muslims, you don't find in our masjids or our mosques statues that we imagine Allah to pray to him with, like other religions do. You go to other temples or other religions, you'll find that they have samples of their statues of their gods. In Islam, we are not supposed to even allow our thinking, to even think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the most great. He is the most great in everything. And no imagination will be able to reach the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the completeness of his characters. Brothers and sisters, thinking of the word Allahu Akbar, that Allah is the greatest, gives you peace in your heart. They say peace of mind, but actually Islam calls it peace of heart, because the heart is more encompassing. It is the core, it is the core of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe and their hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, indeed, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to read to you a hadith. This hadith, every time I personally read it, I feel that it touches my heart, because it affects all of the circumstances, particularly during the times of hardship. I will first say the hadith in Arabic. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت رديفا خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو كنت خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لي يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات، احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجده تجاهك، إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، وأنهم لو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates, at that time, Abdullah ibn Abbas, when this incident took place, he was only 9 or 10 years old, meaning that he was just a boy. He said, I was once riding behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a horse or a donkey or a mule. He was riding behind him. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh boy, I am going to teach you a few words. Observe the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will protect you. Safeguard the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be ever with you. If you ask, ask only from Allah. And if you seek help, seek it only from Allah. And know for certain that if all of the people gather together in order to benefit you with something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not willed for, they will not be able to benefit you with. And if all of the people gather together in order to harm you with anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not willed for, they will not be able to harm you. And then the expression that ends this hadith in Arabic, رُفِعَتْ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتْ الصُّحُفُ, meaning the pins have been lifted and the ink has dried, meaning the matter has been decreed. Fine. So, sister, when you are there at home, maybe facing certain problems at home, probably with the husband, maybe with the children, maybe with a neighbor, and you're out there distressed, and you're hearing Allah is the most great, and you remember that Allah, with His greatness, He will never allow anybody to harm you, unless He is willing for that. When you remember Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, then it will come into your heart straight away that Allah will be able to open all closed doors for me. Allah will be able to open all closed doors for me. I just need to attach myself to Him. We're talking about the first phrase of the Adhan, Allahu Akbar. If you are an employee in a company, and if you have a boss out there trying to pressure you to do something which is not right, against Islam, to increase the profits of the company, or to do anything else, and then you hear Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, then this is the time when you check your heart. Who's greater in my heart? This job, if I lose it, for not disobeying Allah, or is it Allah's orders? Or is it the boss? When you remember Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar will put you on the right path. 5 times a day, the Adhan puts people back in the right path. Brothers and sisters, the talk about the Adhan takes much longer than that. But these were only small benefits that we could extract about the meaning of Allahu Akbar. Let us try to remember that and keep that meaning in our hearts every time we hear the Adhan. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا من عباد الرحمن الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. May Allah make us from amongst His righteous servants, those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. استغفروا ربكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وادعوه يستجب لكم. Seek Allah's forgiveness. He is the all-forgiving, most merciful. Supplicate to Him and He shall answer you. الحمد لله غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب للطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. All praise is to Allah, the forgiver of sin, acceptor of repentance, severe in punishment, owner of abundance. None has the right to be worshipped but Him. To Him is destination. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. And I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. May Allah be pleased with him and his family and his companions and whoever follows them with righteousness until the day of judgment. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no saying in Islam that faith is blind. Islam doesn't believe in that which other religions may be preaching to their own people. Islam teaches the Muslim to think about the creation of the heavens and the earth, to think about Allah's creation as an evidence of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the presence of the Creator. Islam calls the Muslim to let his imagination go wild in thinking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam advises us to think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our circumstances. When was the last time you were in an airplane, probably flying above an ocean? Have you not thought about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you look down at the ocean? How huge that ocean is? Have you not thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the count of the fish and other creatures that are in this? Who else on this world of the man-made gods can know that? Have you not thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the count of the drops of that huge ocean? Have you not looked at the clouds that you're flying above and thought that those clouds are carrying water, and in that water is a provision for some human beings or animals or trees somewhere, and that each one of those clouds is ordered and commanded to go in a certain direction and drop its water in a specific place? Have you not looked up? Islam is ordering us to use our brains. Islam does not tell us faith is blind. Islam is telling us that faith leads to something far greater than sight. It leads to something called vision. How many people don't really have an eyesight, a physical eyesight, but yet they have a vision that makes them far more seeing than people who are actually physically seeing? Have you not thought of the greatness of the heavens and the earth? Have you not thought of the vast space that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in this universe for you, in order for you to think about it and say, all praise is due to Allah. Allah indeed is the most great. Have you not thought of the distances? That the moon is 400,000 kilometers away from you. The sun, 150 million kilometers away from us. The closest galaxy, we cannot talk about kilometers anymore because the distances are becoming way vast. The first galaxy closest to us is called the Andromeda, and that's 2.2 million light years. This is over 20 and another 18 zeros in front of it kilometers. 20 million, million, million kilometers away from us. And they have discovered stars that are several billions of light years away from us. Have you not thought that Allah is the most great, has made the sun that is providing you with the light and heat burn over 150 billion? Billion means 10 to the power 9, meaning 9 zeros. The sun, Allah the most great, in order for it to provide you the sun and the heat, he made it burn over 150 billion tons of nuclear fuel every hour. Do you know that there are stars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created somewhere out there that burn this amount of fuel in only less than 2 seconds? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of that for us. And he created us only for one purpose, that we should not forget about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have created not man and jinn except to worship me. How can we do that? How can we do that? Let me suggest to you a slogan that I and you can carry from our talk today and just remember. And with it, we end our talk today. There is one verse, an ayah in the Quran, which says, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And seek in whatever Allah has given you the home of the hereafter. If you just take that as a slogan in life and think, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? And think, how can you use it to seek the home of the hereafter? You will find that everything that you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore that there is not a thing that you have except you will be endeavoring to use it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am going to supplicate, make dua, so say ameen. Allahumma inna nad'uka kama amartana, fastajib lana kama da'utana ya rabbal alameen. Allah, our Lord, we are supplicating to you and asking you as you have ordered us. So please, Allah, answer our call and respond to our invocation as you have promised us. Allah, our Lord, guide us to the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. Allah, make us of those who perform as-salah. And also from our offspring, our Lord, and accept our invocation. Allah, our Lord, bestow on our parents your mercy as they did bring us up when we were young. Allah, open for us our hearts and chests and grant us self-confidence and contentment and ease our tasks for us in this life. Allah, inspire us and bestow upon us the power and ability that we may be grateful for your favors which you have bestowed on us and our parents, and that we may do righteous good deeds that will please you. And admit us by your mercy among your righteous slaves. Allah, guide non-Muslims to Islam. Allah, guide non-Muslims to Islam and grant this country, the Muslim countries and all countries of the world, the life of security, peace and prosperity so that they may be grateful. Allah, make the life of the Muslims, their conduct and manners be the best representation of the good life, conduct and manners of the religion of Islam that pleases you. Allah, in our troubled region and the rest of the world, replace wars with peace, extremism with tolerance and moderation, conflicts and hatred and suspicions with trust, love and cooperation. You are the Almighty, All Wise. Wa sallallahu ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Indeed, Allah confers His blessings upon the Prophet and His angels. All you who believe, ask Allah to confer blessings upon him and ask Allah to grant him peace. And all you Muslims, all do likewise. وأقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us stand up for our prayers. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you.